This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Oh my god, Sam.
Oh my god.
We accidentally did some dead air, but I am very excited about this anniversary because I love the Zombies.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. Yeah, so we are looking at the Zombies' Odyssey and Oracle from 1968. It's turning 50 years old. And yeah, so basically the Zombies, so they were formed in St. Albans in 1958. While the band members were still all at school, and they were originally called the Mustangs.
Oh my god, that's such a good name.
But they realized there were a few other people called the Mustangs.
Yeah, everyone wants a Mustang.
Yeah, so they changed their name to the Zombies, and the lineup for this album was Colin Bunstone on vocals, Rod Argent on keyboards and vocals, Paul Atkinson on guitar, and Chris White on bass, and Hugh Grundy on drums. And in the mid-60s, they were part of the so-called British invasion of UK groups, which hit the big time in America.
Oh, they killed it.
And this was thanks to their hits that they had, their early hits like She's Not There and Tell Her No.
Did you hear my joke, though? They killed it because they're zombies.
Nice. Mm. Zing. yeah, so, and as per the case with a lot of the groups at this time, their early sound is very much poppy, tailored towards the teenage market. However, by 1967, the times were changing and psychedelia and the summer of love had hit. And this led to the band to change their sound on this album. So here they moved towards more experimental kind of psychedelic pop, much like what the Beach Boys had done on Pet Sounds around about the same time, just a couple of years earlier. And many call the sound of this album, as I've talked about this before on anniversary albums, baroque pop, with the use of harpsichord, choral-like backing vocals, the use of a mellotron, which was used to imitate strings and such sounds. And again, this fitted in with what other groups were doing at the same time, including the likes of the Kinks, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Beach Boys, etc. It was very much part of that time.
Yes, they were taking psychoactive drugs and just dancing all up in the clubs.
I know, dancing in the streets, etc. yeah, it was a psychedelic time and this was very much in vogue. So, without further ado, let's listen to the music. Yeah, so the first song we're going to open with is the opening track of the album and one of the singles that was released. It's called Care of Cell 44. And this one has a very strong Beach Boys / Beatles feel to it, with the rhythm especially. There's some nice harmony vocals in here. And you can get a strong feel straight away of the sound of this album and some of the type of styles of music they were experimenting with at the time. And the song itself is actually about someone writing a letter to their partner who is in prison.
Mm. Mm.
Lovely.
I love it.
Yeah, very, very baroque, very choral-like.
I want to put on some cuffs.
Yeah, and like an old military jacket.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like that, doesn't it?
And a nice big bow tie.
Yeah. yeah, so that was the opening track. The next track we're going to play is track number 4, and this one's called Beechwood Park. And this one has more of a psychedelic kind of baroque feel to it, especially with the Hammond organ in here, the use of other kind of swirling synths, and the use of phasing as well. So see what you think.
It's very good. Yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Do you remember summer days just after summer rain, when all the air was damp and warm in the green of country lanes, and the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Do you remember golden days and golden summer sun? The sound of laughter in our ears and the breeze as we would run. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face and make you care about the world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Beechwood Park.
I love churchy endings like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, very nice harmony, kind of choral.
It's like you died and then and you're like, oh, wow, I ended up at heaven. Cool. Okay. Hey, I didn't know that would be a thing, but.
Up to the skies.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be quite surprised if I ended up in heaven because, first of all, that it's real, but second of all, that I would be there.
Well, hell's just as interesting.
We're all sinners in God's eyes.
Well, speaking of sins, the next track is track number 5, and it's called Brief Candles.
Oh.
And again, lots of harmony vocals on here, baroque-style singing. I can just imagine this track being sung in a church.
Do you think Brief Candles is a candle, like a stumpy candle that goes on briefly, or a candle that is shaped like a pair of underpants?
Good point.
What do you reckon?
I reckon the latter.
All right, let's interpret the song and see what we find.
But you can make up your own mind.
Let's see what we find.
Listen to the lyrics.
I want
to
know.
Nice.
Oh.
There she sits, her hands are held tight around her glass. She only needs to be alone. She knows this mood will that she was strong and he too weak to stay, and to realize that she is better off this way. With candles in her mind, bright and tiny gems of memory, with candles burning.
away, left out on a limb. Finds he needs her more because she's no more need for him. He understood so very well the things she had to say. Soon he'll understand that he is better off this way.
Gently does it.
That was is lovely.
Gorgina song.
Lovely piano, lovely vocals,
yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Right, the next track we're going to listen to. Sorry.
What are we?
Nothing. The next track we're going to listen to is side two of the record and track number 9. It's called This Will Be Our Year, as we all hope it will.
Bloody
be.
Hope so.
This is actually more of a bluesy kind of country pop feel to it, kind of foregoing the psychedelic influences. It's just piano, vocals, drums and bass, and it was exclusively released as a single in the US.
Time to come.
cool.
Nice. Yeah, nice horns there. Do like some horns, yeah.
Nice horny song.
Yeah, well.
I can't stop making jokes.
Moving on. The next track is the penultimate track on the record, and it's called Friends of Mine. And much like the previous track, lots more baroque pop, psychedelic pop, lots of harmony vocals, which is a constant theme right through this album. Nice piano, odd bit of choral vocals thrown in as well. So, yeah.
Apologies for my juvenile behaviour earlier. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I can't help it, though.
When we're all in a crowd and you catch your eye and then you both smile, I feel safe inside. And when I'm with her, she talks about you, the things that you say, the things that you do. It feels so good to know two people so in love, so in love. They are friends of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something that's so hard to find. They are friends of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something. Days outside, that's something to see, that's nothing to hide. And when I feel bad, when people disappoint me, that's when I need you to help me believe. It feels so good to know two people so in love, so in love. They are friends of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something that's so hard to find. They are friends of mine.
Where you're like, is this about me? And then you don't mind because it's like a compliment.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, cool, we're in love, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, shush.
That was a little preview.
Excuse me.
That's such a happy song. So happy and bubbly and.
And like, yeah, cha cha cha, good on ya.
Yeah, yeah. All right, shall we look at the reception?
Yes.
Yes, and the legacy.
Yes.
Key things. So, yeah, the story of the release of this record is quite interesting because the band had broken up before it came out. Yeah. So they broke up during the recording of this album. Tempers flared, which led to the band imploding.
So, but who's the control freak?
I think it was just everyone was kind of just sick of each other by that stage.
Aw, damn it. They were so good.
But on its release, Time of the Season, which is a big, big song, everyone knows it, became a big hit. And the album ended up doing very well because of that single.
Oh, my God, they would have hated that. If they didn't like each other anymore and then they heard Time of the Season everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing because they went around to cash in on that success. And that actually led to several fake versions of the band forming to try and get some celebrity out of this song. So you had fake zombies around the United States.
Oh, but you know what? Zombies multiply.
Exactly.
So maybe they created this undead song.
Yeah.
You cannot kill this song. It's the hottest track ever. Like it's right there with you, even though, what, it's like 50?
50 years old. Yeah.
It's 50 years old and it's still going.
I know, yeah.
It is a zombie song.
It is. It's the zombie song played by fake zombies. But yeah, in terms of the wider legacy of this album, it's now considered one of the best albums from the 60s and a bit of a psychedelic cult classic.
Mm.
Rolling Stone voted it in their 100 Greatest Albums of All Time and Enemy, the 32nd best British album of all time. And its reputation has definitely grown since it was released. As for the band themselves, they reformed in 2004 and they continue to tour to this day. And they finally got the chance to play the songs from this album live because at the time they didn't have that opportunity. It was all over.
Mm.
So we're going to finish with... Oh, we've got a call.
What?
Never mind. You can wait.
You can wait, Caller. You can wait, Caller. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to finish with the band's most well-known track, Time of the Season. It's a big 60s classic, big hit, reached number 3 in the United States. But, of course, they split up.
Yes.
So it was a very rare case of a hit being in the charts with no band to kind of promote it or play it live.
Yeah, so crank up your gramophones, car radios, and some type of streaming device, because it's happening. It's happening. The song is happening just
happening.
Right
time
now.
Time of the Season.
Thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No worries. Always a pleasure. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everywhere.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.